Merry Heart Does Good, a compilation.
According to Proverbs 17:22, a joyful, positive mindset is key to experiencing healthy relationships and a fulfilling life. A merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. In the original Hebrew, the word for merry means joyful, happy, full of cheer. The heart is a person's inner self, thoughts, emotions, and will. Scripture repeatedly testifies to the potent effects of the mind on the body. A peaceful heart leads to a healthy body. Jealousy is like cancer in the bones, states Proverbs 14:30. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit, declares Proverbs 15:13. Spending time in God's Word, meditating on His promises, is a guaranteed way to do your heart some good. The prophet Jeremiah testified, "When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight." Considering God's works and His ways will also make our hearts glad. The psalmist sang, "For you make me glad by your deeds, Lord. I sing for joy at what your hands have done." Perhaps the most excellent way to cultivate a merry heart that does good like medicine is to spend time in God's presence. Both King David in the Old Testament and the Apostle Peter in the New Testament found their greatest joy in the presence of the Lord. In God's company, we experience the fullness of joy. GodQuestions.org The book of Proverbs in the Bible states that when you have a merry heart, it does good to your body and soul in the same way an effective medicine would. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Having a merry heart will affect your mind, your emotions, and your physical body. So, how do we have a merry heart? Is having a merry heart something we can choose to do and be intentional about? Yes, we can choose to cultivate a merry heart in every season of life. Having a merry heart comes from what you choose to focus on and what you believe. In order to have a merry heart, you must focus your attention and your belief on good things. God is a really, really good God who only wants the best for you all the time. His word will bring life, peace, and goodness to every area of your life. When you spend time in His Word, God will give you insight into the way things are designed and meant to function. He knows how everything is created to exist and function at its best. From God's Word comes revelation of His love for you and what He has accomplished for you through the death and resurrection of His Son. This is the best news you will ever receive and will produce a merry heart within you. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he who is of a merry heart has a continual feast. When you have a merry heart, you will always be in a place of abundance, which comes from within. A merry heart is one who is always rejoicing in the Lord. No matter what is going on around us, we can choose to rejoice in the Lord, in His goodness, in His faithfulness, in His love. To have a merry heart, meditate on the Word of God. What we feed ourselves continually through our ears, eyes, and thoughts is what becomes planted in our hearts. Always plant what you want in your heart by feeding it the Word of God. To have a merry heart, focus on the good. Focusing on the good in every situation can become natural to you, but it takes a diligent effort to train yourself to focus on the things that are good instead of the bad. In every circumstance, you can look at the good or at the bad. It's a matter of training yourself what to look for. What you look for is what you will find. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. To have a merry heart, develop gratitude. Another way to focus on things that are merry is to become a person who is always thanking God and meditating on what you are thankful for. This mindset can be intentionally developed. Maintaining a grateful heart will naturally produce a joyful, merry heart. To have a merry heart, surround yourself with joyful people. We cannot constantly surround ourselves with people who have a negative outlook on life and expect to have a merry heart. The people that you spend the most time with should be people who are focused on the right things. If you want to have a merry heart, hang around those with merry hearts. They will encourage your thankful and joyful mindset. To have a merry heart, speak merry things. The power of life and death is in our tongue. You can release joy and peace into your heart through the words you continually say. Become a person who only speaks in agreement with the Word of God. It will take some practice, but as you do this, you will see your whole world transformed. Begin to speak over yourself, "I have a merry heart. I rejoice in the Lord all the time. I focus on things that are lovely and worthy of praise. No matter what, I focus on the good in every situation." This is how you train yourself to focus on the good. In every situation, ask yourself, what is worthy of praise in this situation? And then focus your thoughts on that. As you continue to do this, you will see your mindset change and truly become someone with a merry heart. walkwiththewise.org A cheerful heart is good medicine. Laughter is the shock absorber of life. It's God's antidote for anger and frustration. It'll lighten your load and make your frustrations more palatable. You can't laugh at a frustration and blow up at the same time. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you want strength to handle the frustrations you're dealing with? God's joy will provide it. Rick Warren. You need to have some time that you can relax, have a good laugh, and enjoy life a little. Life for me shouldn't only be serious. I never laugh, never have fun, day after day, grind. I know that the battles can be intense, but even so, that shouldn't take my joy, happiness, and laughter out of your life. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. And it's not just good for your spiritual uplift, it's also good for your physical body and can help to pull you out of the dumps or heaviness of heart if you stop and have a good laugh. You should have some avenue of outlet that will let you laugh and just enjoy life, as I intended for you to do. You would be surprised at how powerful a hearty laugh or comic relief is, and how much good it does for you. It feels good, and does a lot of good for your body and spirit. Keep my joy in your heart, and don't let life get you down. Rise above it with a smile and a laugh. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.